Let's see where we're at. Where are you today? How are you going to answer that question? What's that? She wants to speak. Okay. Keith?
I know where I am today.
Okay.
I'm in a place that no matter how broken or put together, how many times I didn't put on my makeup or forgot this or forgot that or didn't have this or didn't have that, had my stuff together, there's never been a day that love didn't pour towards me. There are days I've had to discipline my children, and there's days they've been angels, and not one of you have ever made me feel like I'm a bad parent. I can't say that for every place I have ever been. It's important to be to a place where you can be safe, loved for who you are, and just feel God coming to you. No matter how energetic you are one day, how sad you are the next, it's just important to have a place like this. And that's where I'm at.
Thanks, Mandy. See, now there's a God story. I hope that spoke to your heart. I hope that speaks as a pastor. It speaks to me to keep going. To keep going. Whew. I needed that. Well, to answer that question, you could give the address of the church. You could be more specific and give the actual define it, that it's a building. Last Sunday, there was a young man sitting back here at 8:30. And I asked him if we could help him out with something. And he said, well, doesn't Mass start at 8:30? And there was nobody else here. And I'm going to guess that at 8:30 at St. Mary's Mass, there's more than just one person sitting in a pew. So I walked him outside and showed him down the street two blocks where St. Mary's was at. That happens quite regularly here. But you can answer that point of question of where are you at today from an emotional standpoint. Where are you? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you confused? Are you doing okay? Where are you at? How about in that spiritual walk? Where are you at? Let's bring God into the conversation. Are you at a point of an awakening? You're just beginning to realize that God is God. You've heard conversation this morning. You've heard the songs that we've been singing, the prayers, and you're going like, wow, this God thing. Why? What if God is really real? Wow, maybe I better pay attention. And I'll say, yeah, you better pay attention. So are you at that awakening? God is yeah, maybe not. Or maybe you're believing. You've already come to that point where you believe God is God. And maybe you're struggling with this trust issue that we've been speaking about over the last 3 or 4 weeks. But you're believing, you're wanting to belong to a church. And a church is not a building. A church is people. You are the church. So you're there. And you want to serve. We've been asking, we need help in certain areas. If you're gifted in that area, come and talk to me. Let's give you an opportunity to serve. Do something. Believe in God. Believers in God are doers of things. Well, the first question, where are you this morning, Church of the Nazarene? That's a church. Church of the Nazarene. Several years ago, probably back about 11 years ago, my first meeting of the Ministerial Association, I asked the question, how many of the ministers that were there could even give me an idea what that church name means, Church of the Nazarene, what does it mean? No response. Zero. Church of the Nazarene, been here in town since 1943. none of the pastors of the churches here in town could give me any thought, any idea about the name of this church. That was an eye-opener. Well, why are you in church today? Why are you here? Well, some studies have been done. Of course, you know people do studies. They would say a friend. How many of you here this morning because of a friend? Raise your hand. Okay, several. All right, friends. That's important. It's important. A friend, a friendship, an acquaintance. Tradition, how many of you just always go to church? And you know what? Two of you this morning have already told me, you've already answered this question. So I know that two of you are here this morning because of friends, and I know there are others too, but one person specifically mentioned that to me this morning, and another person told me that tradition. I've always gone to church. I've just always gone to church. My parents drugged me there as a little kid. Now it's his wife that drags him here to church. But tradition. I'm just kidding. You like the pastor, you like the teacher. All right? Okay? Now, that's a good reason. That makes me feel good. But you know what? I'll say to you that the meaning and the reason you're here should go deeper than that. Okay? It should go deeper than that. That's a good beginning point. Good coffee. Good fellowship. Would you like an upgrade in the coffee? How are the donuts this morning? Thank Richard for that. And the cookies, Kevin, whoever brought treats today. Good fellowship. Stick around and talk after church. And then, of course, we have the nicest bathrooms in town. So, that's us. But Nazarene, why Nazarene? Why Nazarene? You have choices. AG, Baptist, I think there are probably at least three Baptist churches in town you could choose from. Covenant. Lutheran, if I did my numbers right, there are probably five Lutheran churches in town. One E-Free, that's Evangelical Free Church. Independent, you don't like to belong to a denomination, you think that there's something with that, well, you can find an independent thing. And if you really don't like going to church during the summertime, go stop at the Unitarian Church. They don't do church in the summertime. They get the summers off. They'd rather show up in the winter, in the snow, than in the summer. Well, church, choices. Why? You know, while all of the churches seem maybe similar, and we are in many, many ways, in fact, our ministerial association is promoting, trying to build on this unity aspect. You know, one God, one fellowship, same story. They put together a little slogan that's pretty slick. But in reality, why do we have all of those denominations up there? Well, it's because some ways we are different. Church of the Nazarene. Did you ever stop and look at the sign? Did you ever go home and Google it, look it up? Or ask somebody, why do you come to this church? Why do you worship there? Well, you know, the Church of the Nazarene, we have 16 articles of faith, and you have them there in your hands. All right? Now, just settle back. We're not going to go over them one by one today, okay? But I gave them to you maybe this afternoon before you take a nap or whatever you're going to do this afternoon. You want to do a little reading or tomorrow, tonight. You come to the Church of the Nazarene, I think you deserve to understand or know what we believe in, how we see the Scripture. And if you notice each one of those 16 articles of faith, it's followed up by a lot of passages of Scripture. You can read those, look those up, and you will see and understand how and why we preach and teach the way that we do. We believe in a triune Godhead, God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Holy Scriptures, sin, original and personal, atonement. Oh, there's 16 of them there, and I'll let you go through that list. But it speaks to you about us. Who are we, the Church of the Nazarene? And you know that every major denomination has articles of faith? Look up Assemblies of God, they have 16. I think they copied us. The Methodists, they have 25. The E-Free Church has 10. The Baptists, now depending on which branch of the Baptist church you want to go to, they have 10 as well. Why? Because, again, they want you to know who they are, what kind of a church fellowship you're going to be a part of. You would not go to McDonald's today and ask for a pizza. Why not? They don't do pizza. So you're going to find a pizza place. You wouldn't go to a pizza place and ask for Chinese. Why? Because they do pizza. All right? And so, churches, organizations put together something like what you have in your hand, sort of to give you an idea. If you want to study that, you would know what we teach and what we preach. So, why are you here today? Why are you here? Well, I want to say that it comes down to Scripture. Scripture. It begins with Proverbs. It begins with Proverbs. Chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord. We trust in the Lord. You come to church. It would be no surprise, should be no surprise when you walk into a church service, a church organization, a group of people, the church, and hear somebody say that they trust in God. That's very basic. That's number one. We trust in God. Lean not on your own understanding. I've said it this morning, and you know that if you know me, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, not the sharpest pencil in the drawer. All right? But that's okay. I'm okay with that because God is okay with that. Because God wants me to lean on Him for wisdom and understanding in life issues. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. This little phrase just hit me the other day. Acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him. There's something for you to do. There's something for me to do in that passage. I've known this passage of Scripture since I was a little boy. Probably one of the first passages of Scripture that I memorized. Trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understanding. Oh, I like that. For some reason, this phrase had never really hit me. Acknowledge Him. I have to give Him credit. I have to praise Him. I have to stand and worship Him. I have to engage in the singing. I have to engage in sharing my love for God. I have to acknowledge Him as the one who I trust in, and I must acknowledge Him as the one who gives me wisdom in life. Acknowledge Him, and then there's a little promise here, a big promise. He will direct your life's path. Take life on your own. How's it going for you? There's nothing wrong with just backing up a little bit and coming over here and trusting in God. Leaning on Him. The truth of Scripture, how it tells you that you can live, should live. Understand Him. Acknowledge Him. And He will make your paths straight. I like that. I just gave those two verses a whole new meaning to me. All right, and then it continues. In Galatians chapter 5, if you remember back a couple months ago, we went through the Fruit of the Spirit series, Galatians chapter 5. Well, in chapter 5, verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, God's Spirit, we believe in the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit talks to me, leads me, talks to me through a phone call, telling me what I should do. And I go, okay, God, that's You. I can do that. I'll do that. Thank You, God. You believe in the Spirit. If you're going to live by the Spirit, then we must walk by the Spirit. I have to be obedient. I have to be obedient. To say that I'm going to live by the Spirit, but then to be disobedient to the way that the Spirit leads me in life, that doesn't compute, that doesn't connect, that's totally wrong, and I've missed the point. Well, why are you here today? 10 reasons to go to church, even when you don't feel like it. Could be today. Hear the preaching of the Word, to participate in corporate worship, because iron sharpens iron, that's scriptural, passage right out of the Old Testament. To exercise your gift, do you know what your gift is in serving? Did you exercise that gift this morning? Okay. How did you use your spiritual gift? How did you use your gifting that God gave you? To encourage your pastor. to find godly mentors. I enjoy meeting with the boys on Tuesdays. Good to see you at church, boys. Thanks for bringing them, Pat. Ethan is at camp. Evan and Ellen are here. Thanks for bringing them to church today. All right? Godly mentors. Priceless, priceless. And that can be for children, but it can be between us as well. We mentor each other. To teach your kids to love the church, very, very important. To be a light in our community, yes, that's scriptural. To bear each other's burdens. Give Marty a hug before she leaves today. Okay? Okay, let her know that when she goes to that service tomorrow, you're going to be praying for her. She's not going to be walking in that church all by herself. She's going to have all of our prayers around her. Okay? And you know somebody else is struggling with something today, and quite a few of you raised your hand when I asked that question. If you're struggling with something, find somebody that raised their hand. Give them a little hug. And if they don't want to get hugged, that's fine. But just say, hey, I love you. I'm praying for you. Whatever it is you're facing, know that I'm on your side. Those are all good reasons. Those are all good reasons why we should come to church. But if you're counting, you know that that's only nine. We're still short one. We're still short one. And I will say to you, this is most important. Because this says that you're listening to the Holy Spirit. You're listening to the Holy Spirit. You're going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. My prayer for each of you is that you may be able to say, I am here because God has sent me. That's the reason that you're here. Whether you're a believer in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior or not, we believe in a thing in your little 16 value statements, a thing called prevenient grace. That means that God's Holy Spirit is always speaking to you. Even if you don't understand Him, you just go, yeah, God, get out of here. God's Spirit is always loving on you. He's always showing Himself to you. And I do believe that it's His grace, His mercy, His Spirit that brings each and every one of us to church on a Sunday morning. Why are you here? Why do you come to church? My prayer for you is that we will be united in saying, I am here because God has sent me. And then when we can say that together, then there'll be unity in the body. Right? Because you know that God sent you here for a purpose. Now maybe you need the purpose. Maybe you're the one that's in need of something. But God has sent you here with a purpose. It may be to give. It may be to receive. None of you are here today by accident. We don't believe in that. We don't believe in that. We believe that you can make good choices. We believe that you can make bad choices. But I will say to you this morning that you are here this morning because God has wanted you to be here. And I'll say thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit. Next Sunday when you get up, make sure you set the alarm. What are you going to do next Sunday? My prayer for you is that you'll listen to the Holy Spirit and you'll go to church. That's the reason we go to church. Because God is sending us to the church for the fellowship of believers. Somebody needs to hear a good word from you today. Somebody needs to hear what God is doing in your life. Because that's an encouragement to them. Next Sunday, you may be the one that needs to hear that encouraging word. And maybe the person that God wanted to give that word to you just didn't show up. What a sad thing. We need to be obedient to the Holy Spirit as we hear and listen to the Holy Spirit speak to us. Why do we go to church? I'm here because God has sent me here. I believe that's true for me and I believe it's true for you. Embrace that truth and say, thank you, God, for a church, people, not the building. This building doesn't believe anything. We, the people, are the ones who believe in God. Then it is up to us then to share that love and that joy with those that are around us. Why are you here today? Not because Barb brought you. Okay, knock it off. Okay? God sent you here, each one of you, because you need Him today. You need God. And this is a good place to find Him. because we are united in our minds, united in our spirit, that God is God and we are not, and we need God. Please stand for the benediction. Father, thank you for speaking to us today. Thank you for speaking to me today. I needed this message. We are in a Church of the Nazarene, and yes, we have 16 articles of faith, and they'll speak about us. But yet, you supersede all of that. You supersede all of that. We are here because you have drawn us here. Your Holy Spirit has said, hey, you need God, you need church. Go to that church. Go to the Nazarene church. And so, Father, we believe that you unite us here together. Let us love each other. Let us encourage each other today. And not only on Sundays. Let us reach out during the week and have conversation with each other. Again, to be an encourager. To tell our God story. What's God doing in your life? Father, let us give you praise as we trust in you, as we lean on you, and as we acknowledge you to each other. Thank you for the promise that you will lead us in life. Father, we give you great praise today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Go and be a blessing to someone.